Shvua de Shmuel, Lo Shavik Lehu Lebante de Naske Bechutin, Velo Shavik Lehu Gini and Gabi Hadodi, the Ovid Lehu Mikvos Biome Nitzon, Umatsi Biome Tishrei. So Avua de Shmuel, he was called Avua de Shmuel, even though he had a name, because of the Shmuel is much greater than his father, and therefore he got his covered by being called Shmuel's father. In any case, he didn't let his daughters go out with chutim in their hair, even though we learned that young girls are allowed to go out with chutim, or in their ears, whichever the chutim were. He didn't allow them to sleep together when they were still youngsters. And he made them mikvos in Nisan, and he put down the mats for them in Tishrei. Now the Gemara is going to discuss each of these things. Lo shavik lehu yotzis bechutin, v'hanan tznan habonus yotzis bechutin. He didn't let them go out with these strings, right? But the Mishnah says you are allowed to go out with strings. Davu adishmuel b'tzivonim havu, they were colored, and therefore were afraid that they'll take them out and show them to other people. Rashi, lo shavaku levante, mefarish v'kaman tani b'kulo. Gini and Gabi Hadadi, Lishan Zu Etzel Zu Bodin Besulos. While they were still young and unmarried girls, he didn't let them sleep together in the same bed. Mikvos Biyomei Nisan, Shomayim Mechunasim. Right? These mikvos means contained bodies of water. Osomuch Lenar, Umamshin Vitochan, Mehanar Vitovosham. Or near the river, and the water of the river collected in these places where they became mikvos. Umatzi biyomei Tishrei shetovos bipras. During Tishrei, they actually toveled in the river itself. Because of the mud at the bottom, it shouldn't be a chatzitza. They put these mats under their feet. Tosus learns that the mats were not under their feet. The mats were for tznius. They were mechitzas that separated between them, and then nobody could see them. Since the strings that Avua de Shmuel's daughters wore were colored, they were afraid they would take them out and show them. And again, the strings either were strings in their hair or strings in their ears, like Rashi says, two different lashonos. Okay, so that's the reason he didn't let them wear the strings, because they were colored. Lo shavik lehu gini and gabi hadadi. He didn't let them sleep with each other. Why? Lema misayeh le Rafuna. Let's say this is a proof of what Rafuna said. Dom Rafuna, noshim hamasololo zu bezu, sulos le kohuna. Women who are sexually active with each other, they play around with each other, are pasul le kohuna. Rashi says le kohen gadol. They're not allowed to marry a hamasolos. Rashi says mischachachos. Mishum taydus tashmish. They touch each other and rub against each other, but also makom, right? Mishum taydus tashmish. So it's psulos lekohuna, the kohen gadol. They're possible to be a kohen gadol. This would be a lesbian. It's possible to a kohen gadol. Lo havi besula shlema, because they're not full besulos, right? Even though it's only one woman to another, it's not really not a besula, but she's not a complete besula. The Apagab the Kohen Gadol biyom elohavi. So the Chora, what was Avua de Shmuel worried about? There were no Kohanim Gedolim in his time. His daughters should be a problem. They should be puzzled to a Kohen Gadol, right? Ahor the Derech Znus Choshiv Le Lav Orechara. Since it's a proper thing. It puzzles them from a Kohen Gadol. It's not a proper thing to do, and therefore he kept them from sleeping together for fear that they would engage in this kind of behavior. Tosfos learns that it has a din of znus, a zona, and possibly even to a Kohen Hedges, even to a regular Kohen. And in Yevamos, the Gemara's Mashma, there's another Isser, and that's K'maisei Eretz Mitzrayim Lo Sasu, that there's a separate Isser of doing the abominations they did in Mitzrayim, and female homosexuality or lesbianism is Maisei Eretz Mitzrayim. So Shaila, again, whether it's an Isser Deraisa, whether she has a din of a zona, or just that she's not a full besula and she's possible to a Kohen Gadol. Okay, but it's definitely, whatever it is, not a chiyuv misa like it is by men. Okay. Male homosexuality is much more serious than female. Okay. floats. The Gemara says, no, it's no raya that he holds that they're apostle the kahuna, whether kahuna gedol or kahuna, regular kahuna, like Tosa says. That's not the reason why he didn't want them to sleep together. But he didn't want them to get used to having enjoyment from another body, because they would then get a taiva to have to sleep with men. If they get used to sleeping with women, they may get the taiva to sleep with men. Rashi, the lolel from gufa nuchra, the yisav alishka v'mish. They'll have a taiva to sleep with men. They'll get used to getting enjoyment from other bodies. Okay. So therefore, he kept them, didn't let them sleep together when they were youngsters. Va'avid lehu mikva biyomei nisan. And he made them the mikveh during what's it called, the days of Nisan, after the rainy season. Misayel el Rav. This is a proof to Rav. Domar Rav, mitre b'ma'arava sada rabba pras. When it rains in Eretz Yisrael, the proof in Babel is the pras. It overflows. It's it, the waters of the pras get swelled. The river pras gets swelled because of the rains in Eretz Yisrael. That's how Rashi learns. Rashi. Mitra b'marava, be'eretz Yisrael, sada rabba pras. Pras meyid b'dover. Pras is the evidence, right? It testifies to the fact that there was rain in Eretz Yisrael. Shu yorid me'eretz Yisrael, because the river pras comes from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. It flows from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. The god will be mehak shomim. And therefore, when it rains in Eretz Yisrael, the waters of the pras swell. The Yodim b'nei Bavel sheyardu geshomim b'harei Eretz Yisrael, and the people in Bavel then know that it rained in the mountains of Eretz Yisrael. Usmeichim alacheihem, and they're happy for the Jews in Israel that they had rain. The Avu d'Shmuel nami k'rav svirale. Avu d'Shmuel holds like Rav. The Omer pras gadol umeivam misporch ma'idei geshomim. That the fact that the river pras swells after the winter is a sign that it's filled with the rainwater from Eretz Yisrael. Tosfos says geographically that's not the case, right? He says all the rivers flow, what's it called, from east to west, and what's it called, Bavel is east of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the river goes from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, not from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. So he says what happens is not that like Rashi says, that the river swells because of the rains, but it backs up because of the rains. When they see the river Pras backing up, they know that what's it called, there's been plenty of rain in Eretz Yisrael. But in any case, the extra water in Pras comes from the rain. Okay, so now the reason he made mikvahs is Savar Shalo Yirbu Hanotvim Al HaZochali, that the rainwater shouldn't be more than the natural waters of the river. Okay, a river has underground springs that feed it, right? That's the natural river water. And then the river also gets from rainwater. The halakha is like this. Natural springs have a din of a mayim. Rashi will explain it, but we'll do it first before we get to Rashi. Natural springs are a mayan. A mayan is metaher, the kol shehu. You don't need 40 saw, right? For kalim at least, right? Even a kol shehu is metaher. And a mayan is metaher bezokli, while it's running. Right? It doesn't have to be contained in one place, because that's the derech. That's the derech of a mayan to what's it called, to flow. So it's metayer even while it's flowing. The a mikveh is rainwater. There it has to be a mikveh. It has to be kovui. It has to be contained. The water can't be flowing. And it's only metayer b'arboim saw. You need 40 saw. So that's the difference between a mayan and a mikveh. So in the dry season, in other words, at the end of the summer, in Tishrei, where there was no rain fall in the river, so the river was totally had water that came from the spring. So it's a mayan. Therefore, it's metayer even while it's flowing. So you could be tovel in the river even though it's a flowing body of water because it was a mayan. No problem. So in Tishrei, Avuah d'Shmuel would make mats either for tznius or to take away the problem of the chatzitz of the mud on the bottom of the river, and he'd let his daughters be tovo in the river itself. But in Nisan, after the rainy season, he was afraid that there was more rainwater in the river than there was regular water. And if there was more rainwater, it wasn't a mayan anymore. Then it was a rainwater. It needed to be a mikveh. It had to be contained. So at that time, he would make mikvahs. He would drain the water off the river, put it into an area that was contained, where the water was contained, wasn't flowing anymore, and he'd let them be tovel in those mikvahs. So after the rainy season, he made sure that they weren't tovel in the river directly, but in contained deposits of water that had a din of a mikveh. And after the dry season, where there wasn't any rainwater, where it was totally a mayan, he let them be tovel in the rivers. That's basically what the Gemara is saying. Rashi, the sover shema yirbu notim, haynu gishamim al hazochalim, hanovim. He was afraid that the rainwater, right, from the rainy season, would outnumber the water that was from the zochalim, from the natural springs that fed the river. Usnan meseches mikvos, hazochalim kimayon, the hanotvim kimikvah. Waters that flow, springs that flow, underground springs that feed a river, so they have a din of a mayan. And notvin, water that comes from above, knows rainwater, has a mikvah, has to be in a mikvah. Can't be in a place where it's flowing. It has to be contained. Bishanino b'toris koranim, ach mayan ubor mikveh mayan. Right, yachol mile al kseifo v'asa mikveh b'tchilo yehitar. I might think they can just fill an excavation in the ground with water, and that's a mikveh, right? Talmud Lomer Mayim, ma Mayim bidei shemayim, af mikveh bidei shemayim. The Torah makes a connection between a Mayim and a mikveh. Just like a Mayim, the water is natural water, comes from springs, so too a mikveh has to be also something bidei shemayim, not bidei adam. It can't be filled up by drawn water. It has to be something that comes naturally from shemayim. Im amayim metayer bezochlin. If that's the case, then just like a mayan is metayer. Metayer means that it has the effect of creating tahara. Just like a mayan is kosher, even if it's flowing. Af mikveh metayer bezochlin. I might think a mikveh is also metayer when it's flowing. Talmud lomer ach mayan. Right? Mil. Hamayan metayer bezochlin. Umikveh metayer bashborin. A mayan which is fed by natural springs is matayer when it's flowing, because that's the normal way for that to be. Mikveh, which also comes from natural water, but not natural flowing water, natural rainwater, that's matayer bashborin. That has to be contained. Ashborin means a contained body of water. Umau ashborin, the kovu v'kaimik. Ashborin means that it is contained. It's in one place, not flowing. Lafuke shimhit bilbo kalim derech sirilaso. Right, to tell me that if you're tovel kalim while it's flowing, because usually there's not enough room for a person to be tovel in the place where it's flowing, right? While it's flowing, kishahenim shachem the yardin lemikvah, if the water that's being put into the mikvah, there's rainwater flowing into the mikvah, but it's not yet contained, it's still flowing, you can't put a kli in there and be matayrin, because that already is mikvah water, it's rainwater, it's not matayr while it's flowing. Lo also lem tzvila. The bor u mikvah ksiv, the kovli v'kaimi. Bor and mikvah mean contained bodies of water. Avol novi matayrin k'moshein zoklin. But waters that come from springs, they're matayr even while they're flowing. U'moshkin, migavoa l'nomu. When the springs usually emanate in high places and then they flow to lower places. Kederach kol ha'naharos, like all rivers. Hilkach b'yomei nisun shan naros k'dei l'mimeg shomim shal yimei achoref u'mei afroshes ha'shlogim. Right, when in the days of Nisan, which follow the rainy season, where the rivers swell because of rainwater and because of melting snows, Shmuel was afraid that the rainwater was more than the natural spring water. Right? He was afraid that the rainwaters outnumbered the original spring water that was in the river. Ubatlu hazok limachayim benotzim, and they were mevaklet. And so it comes out now, the river is a body of rainwater, a majority, and then we go after the majority. The rest is bottom. The ain toris mayan aleihem, and they're not a mayan anymore, the tire is open, that they should retire while it's flowing. So they couldn't be tovel in the river. The river is a flowing body of water. Ela bashborim, the ovid lumikvos, therefore he siphoned the water off of the river into contained areas on the side of the river, where the water wouldn't be flowing anymore, be a mikveh. And he let his daughters be tovel in those mikvahs. The kavav kaidi. Dani kibalti miradenu halevi, mishum de sofek zivos ninu, the zava teuna mayim chayim. Okay, and he said, my Rebbe, Rabbeinu Halevi said that the reason he did this is because that they were sofek zivos. Every woman who's a nida, bisman hazeh, is a sofek, whether she's a zava. We don't keep the cheshbin of when she's a zava when she sees dam, when she's a nida when she sees dam. So the difference between a zava and a nida is a nida, even if she sees dam 7 days, right, at the end of the 7 days she goes to the mikvah, she's tar. A zava needs shiva nekiyah. She has to have 7 clean days before she can go to the mikvah, after she stops seeing dam. So we're machmir that all of our women are considered sofik zavos, so they need shiva nekiyah. They always have to count 7 clean days. And a zava, he said, Rabbeinu Halevi said, needs mayim chayim. And not what's it called, and not a mikvah. It has to be waters from a spring that you're tovel in, and not what's it called, the eshelahavich muasa. First, it's impossible to say that. He says that's why Avuah de Shmuel made mikvahs for them biyomei nisa, because he was afraid that it wasn't considered any more living springs. But how is that going to help them? First of all, it's not true. The Gemara says Chomer Bezava, the Mishnah, Chomer Bezav ni Bezava, Shehazav tol mayin chayim, the Zava ain't a mayin chayim. First of all, the Feirish Mishnah says that a Zav needs mayin chayim, he needs spring water, but a Zava doesn't need it. First of all, if that would be true, then all of our mikvahs are pasul for our wives, because we consider all women suffix zivos. They couldn't go to a mikvah, they'd have to go to a spring. All the mikvahs would have to be connected to springs, right? So first of all, it's not true. Secondly, what does it help? The chazarti ubadati leparsha, the chay nira beinai kamosha pirashi. And Rashi said, I looked at it again, and it's like I told you. The ruba da'am lefarsha notin kishu'uvim v'lab milsahi, the snan ha'notin kinikva. The havilu, okay, so another thing. So Rashi says, I don't understand Rabbeinu Halevi, because first of all, it's not true. That you need, and secondly, it says he made them mikvahs. Mashma, they didn't have a din anymore of a mayim. According to Rabbeinu Halevi, what happened was they siphoned the water off of the, what's it called, the spring, and it kept the din of a spring, right, before the river swelled. He siphoned the water off while before the snows melted. He siphoned the water off and kept them as a mayim. Right, so it doesn't make a difference, because if it was connected when they were being tovel, and that was already after it swelled. Right, Pashas, you have to say that it was close enough to the Nahar that it didn't lose its din of a Mayan. It's a very difficult shita. There's a third shita that over here we're not worried about the fact that it's what's it called, that it's rainwater, and therefore it has to be contained, but it's Mayim She'uvin, that the rainwater and the melting snows was drawn water. And the Rishonim explained what happened was the snow and the melting snows used to go into the river through pipes. And those pipes had a din of kalim. And the what's it called, nifra, was taka, drawn water. So the chash was that there was more drawn water than there was natural water, and it was puzzled completely. It wasn't a mikveh at all. Okay. But Rashi says that that's also not the case, and the Shaila over here is only, does it have to be contained? It's for sure good mikvah water. The question is it spring water or is it rainwater? Rainwater has to be contained. Spring water in its natural place doesn't have to be contained to be flowing. And that was the Shaila here. Okay. Now the Gemara says, Upligi de Shmuel, and he Avua de Shmuel argues on Shmuel. Domar Shmuel Nara Mikefe Nivrach. Avua de Shmuel holds like Rav, and not like Shmuel. Because Shmuel held that the swelling rivers were not the majority of the rainwater. The rainwater was not what swelled up the rivers, even after the rainy season. But a river always swells because of the underground springs. There's always a predominance of natural spring water over rainwater. Upliga, and Rashi says, Mikethe Nivra, Misfaso Umimikoro Umisalo, right, from its underground, what's it called, sources, okay? From its from the underground bed. That's it, the bed. The rivers swell from their underground sources, not from the rain. Tosu says, when I said, we see that they do swell from the rain. She says, the Gemara says that for every drop of water, of rainwater, two drops of water come from the, what's it called, from the underground springs. In other words, true, it does swell. But it swells from the rainwater, but it's even when there's more rainwater, there's more spring water too. Right? After the rainy season, there's a predominance of spring water more than normal, and therefore the rivers swell, and the swelling from the rainwater is outnumbered by the swelling from the spring water. So there's always more spring water than there is rainwater in the river. That's what Shmuel holds. Upliga didei adidei. And Shmuel himself argues on himself. Domar Shmuel ein hamayim metarim bezoklin elapras biometishrei bilvat. Shmuel made a statement that flowing water, what's it called, only is metahir like a river, like pras in Tishrei. And that was after the dry season. But pras in Nisan after the rainy season is not metahir when it's flowing, only when it's contained. So Shmuel himself made conflicting statements at different times. Rav holds also like that, that the rainwater after the rainy season outnumbers the spring water, and you can't be tovel in a river at that time. And it's not only pras, but it's all rivers, same thing. Rashi, upligei didei adidei, the Shmuel ha-Shmuel. Shmuel himself argued with himself. Ein hamayim metarim bezoklin, ein metarim other v'kelim atovlin bohem dera zechila, the tzorech lamshicha lemikva v'litbol b'mikva, you have to put them in a contained spot, that water. And it, you can't be metahir with them while the river is flowing. Ela pras biyomei tishrei. Shechadlu hagishamim, that's after the rainy season, in other words, after the dry season. V'rabu hazoklim aleim, then for sure, there's more natural spring water in the river than there is rainwater. Here Shmuel holds that the swelling of a river after the rainy season is from the rain predominantly. Is not going on a person. A person can be metahir, right? Or it can be metahir a person because it's considered spring water. But metahirin means the rainwater now becomes transformed into spring water because the spring water outnumbers the rainwater. It's mavatl the rainwater. So the rainwater now becomes like spring water. Okay. Just halacha-wise about being tovel in a river, we said that what Rabbeinu Tam paskens like Shmuel, in the first Shmuel, that a nahar mainly, what's it called, swells from the springs, even in the rainy season, after the rainy season, right? And it's only a chumrah, even those who hold, not like that, only hold like that as a chumrah, that we're afraid that you'll, what's it called, be tovel, not in the nahar itself, but you'll siphon the water of the nahar off the nahar, where it won't really be any more, what's it called, spring water, and it will still be flowing, and you'll use that, right? Or whatever, not the pipe, they're a furrow, they get ditched, right? But it won't be connected to the river, and it won't be contained, and that's not here, not there. It's not a mayan, and it's not a mikveh. So for fear of that, they didn't let you be tovel in the river itself. But lemaisa, Me'ikar Hadin, right, that's the, what's it called? The Tosus here as a Kasha L'chora, how could it ever be that the rainwater would be more than the spring water, Mavakalit? We have a cloud of Kama Kama bottle. As something goes in, the drops as they go in are surely no more, and their bottle as they go in, Kama Kama bottle. So each one, what's it called? Each one is bottle, but the rain even doesn't come all at once, comes drops by drop. So how could it ever be more? Every little bit that comes is bottle, and the next one is bottle or whatever. So Tosfos says that Kama Kama bottle is only up until you have a rov. Once you have a rov, it's Chozer V'Neir. That's one shita. Others hold that what's it called? The Ramach says that this that shita that holds that it would be Misrabe doesn't hold the Kama Kama bottle. Others hold differently. Others hold that Kama Kama bottle is only if you pour something in, or what's it called? If you pour something in without a stop, if you pour it drip after drip, then it's Kama Kama bottle. But if it all goes in at once, right, without any stop, and rain, you can't stop it. Something that you could stop in between, then you say Kama Kama bottle. You're pouring, you could stop pouring. But rain is something bidei shamayim, it doesn't stop, it's a constant flow, then it's all considered like one big thing, and you don't say Kama Kama bottle. There's another...
The rain is drops.
What?
But the rains are drops. Like
yeah, but you can't stop them. Enochanami. But they're drops that are coming one after the other. So the total rainfall of that time is considered one thing. Right? That's what they hold.
Are we talking about rain falling into the river?
Or right.
Are we talking about the runoff coming on top of the surface from the banks into the river? Most of the rainwater is the runoff.
Right. Okay, so the, even
so
that.
How can Kama Kama have a meaning?
Why? It doesn't all come at once.
The water is landing on the ground and flowing on down.
Okay.
Most of the catchment area. Vast,
still,
vast
but it comes
area.
In, it doesn't come in all at once, comes in a little bit at a time. That first, you have a flow of water coming in, right? So the first flow that comes in is bottle, second flow, as it flows, it's bottle,
we
one at a time.
That's
my
flow. What's it called? Running into
right, it, as long as it doesn't go all at once, right? It's a meshach of a flow. So that's the terrace, like I'm saying. Right, could be what you're saying is very good. It's more better even than the rain. But they were saying by the rain, it's something that's bidei shamayim can't stop. Kama kama bottle is only where you could have stopped it after each day. So then a flow is bottled little by little because you could have stopped it at any point. But when it's flowing bidei shamayim or it's like a rainfall, there nobody can stop it. It's bidei shamayim. So it's all considered one thing. It's not considered separate things because you can't stop it in the middle. So therefore, you don't say kama kama bottle. In any case, the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam therefore says, and the Beit HaKesef Mishnah learns, and that's how he passes in the Beis Yosef in the Shulchan Aruch, that min ha-chumra, you can't be tovel in Naharos after the rainy season. It's only a chumra. Me'ikar Hadin, we paskin that the rain is not mevatel the mayan, and therefore it can be matayr even bezochlin, even while it's flowing. And the only thing is that that's only by rivers that you see that even in the dry season they still are there. They may be less water, but they still are around. But a river that dries up totally in the dry season, right, it's only after the rainy season, like a vadi, that you can't be tovel in at all. And you can't be tovel kalim in that either. Because that's clear from the rain. That you can't say that it's coming from underground springs because when there is no rain, there is no mayan. There is no nar. So that, for sure, you can't be tovel in. And therefore, if you ever go to a place and you want to know if you can be tovel kalim, or if your wife wants to be tovel in a river, you have to find out, first of all, is this river around all year round? Or after the dry season, does it dry up? And secondly, what's the river fed from? Are there taka underground springs? Or sometimes the entire river comes from rainwater, right? It doesn't come from the underground waters, right? It's fed only by snow or whatever, rainwater, even if it doesn't dry up completely. So to check that out, but if it's a normal river that has an underground, what's it called, aquifer or something like that, then what's it called, then it's not rainwater, then we're not choshesh, l'chatchila we are, right, and after the rainy season you don't do tovel, but me'ikar hadin, you're allowed to be tovel in it like Shmuel.
Okay. And lakes, there's no options in
lakes. I don't think so, no. And again, that's what the source is.
Palm is the flowing, right?
Right.
Palm is because the river's moving, but right. You have a stagnant part.
There are no stagnant parts. It has to be, it's all connected to the moving thing. It has to be contained completely where it doesn't flow and it doesn't leak. So you have to make a mikveh, right, with walls.
Kinneret is a rare example of a lake that doesn't flow out at the other end. Almost every lake in the world flows out the other end. Very rare.
It's not the stagnant area in the middle. It has to have walls that contain it, that doesn't flow. The water in a place that's flowing, every part is flowing. There's also seeing a stagnant part in the middle. Perepis al ha'evin, right? So a woman is allowed to the amras reisha perepis, the amras reisha perepis, right? And the Mishnah says she's allowed to make this makeshift button, right, on her clothing with a stone or whatever, but she shouldn't do it l'chatzil on Shabbos. It says you could do it, and then it says you can't do it. So Amar Abaye is sefer esel l'madeya. The sefer is talking about a coin. Then the coin, what's it called, is muktzah. You didn't designate it that what's it called to be used as a button completely. Therefore, the chatzili you shouldn't do it on Shabbos. You have to designate it before Shabbos that you're using it for this purpose. Boy Abaye, Marashi, let's see Rashi. Homer Svesha Perepis, Vahi Vadai Lechatchila Ka'omar. The Mishnah means even Lechatchila she can do it. B'Shabbos. The Imin Ba'od Yom Ulashmin and the Yotzebo B'Shabbos Hatonaresha Madios Propol, says the Pharish. Madios can do this. So it must mean that she's allowed to do this Lechatchila on Shabbos. Not that she's allowed to prepare it before Shabbos and go out with it on Shabbos. Sefer, the Tani Losif wrote the Sefer that says she shouldn't do it Lechatchila on Shabbos. It has to be prepared before Shabbos. Esel Mabeya Bala Bar Tiltulu. Aval Evan Shehiksa Lekach Roy Letiltul. Right? A Mabeya, you're not Makse, you don't take a coin and make it into a button. Right? So there, Lechatchili can't do it on Shabbos. You would have to do something to it before Shabbos. But a rock, you could take a rock and use it, what's it called, and set it aside before Shabbos, that it's going to be used for a button. You don't use rocks for other things anyway. So, you can, yeah?
You're not allowed to be matzah.
Right, that's what I said. Before Shabbos, if you matzah this madeya, for that is fine. But on Shabbos, it's already muktzah.
You have to think about the rock. The rock, you
wear matzah, something like it. What? No, but a rock, since it's not, what's it called? You could have rocks that you weren't matzah, and you usually use them for buttons. But madeyas, you don't usually use for buttons. Okay. Boy Abaye. Abaye now had a shayla. Isha mau shatarin the tifrof al ha'egos lahotzi libno katan b'shabbos. Okay, her child wants a nut, right, brought to his cheder on Shabbos. And she forgot to bring it Erev Shabbos. So she can take the nut and use it for a button on her clothing. But her intention is not to really close the clothing with it. The intention is to be able to carry now the nut and walk to the cheder, and now the kid will have the nut.
But
this haram. What? Yeah, it doesn't make a difference. The nut is not muktzah. Now she wants to use this nut to be able to carry it.
Not muktzah.
The Shaila, both according to the one who says that Harama is okay in other cases, and it's a Shaila even according to the one who says that Harama is not okay. Tiboy Lamandomer Marimin, where's the case of Marimin, Rashi? By a blade, by a fire. The Hotzi with Noah Kotn Laoklo. He wants to eat the nut, and he's somewhere else. So she wants to carry the nut to him. Tiboy Lamandi Omer Plugsa Bechokis Viakodish. Later on, Bafkufchov, Tamachlokis. There's a fire, and you want to save clothing. So, and you want to save them, right, to a place where you can't carry. So you put them on to wear them. Lovesh kol mashiyoko lilbos divra meir. Ba'afilu asora chalukim zalzeh. That's harama. You can put a ten clothes things one on top of the other and carry them out, even though you're wearing them to wear. You're doing it to carry, but you're doing it in a way that you're able to carry. Right? It's a harama. Rav Yossi Omer Shmona Sarkelu Kiderish Ulovish Bechol. Rav Yossi says, no, you can't do that. You can wear what you normally wear. Bechol, 18 things, and the Gemara enumerates what they are, nothing more than that. So Gemara says like this. According to the one who says, Tiboy Laman Domer Marimin, even according to the one who says over there, you could, what's it called, make a pretext, right, that look, what you're doing it, it seems you're doing it to wear, but you're really not doing it to wear, you're doing it to save them from the fire, right? Because if we're not matering, they can't put out the fire. So the Rabbanim were mekel, and they said, okay, wear whatever you can, so you don't end up putting out the fire. But normally they wouldn't allow haroma, right? If you don't permit him, he's not going to carry it regular. So they're not, so we were machmir over here. Oh Dilma, afilu man yomer ein marim in begleika, right? Even according to what Rambam says over there, you can't do it. Okay, you can't make this this haroma. What's a good word for haroma? No, it's not a strategy, it's a what?
Subterfuge,
that's the word. Right? Right. Hashem derechotzobekach. Over there, it's a normal way to wear the thing. You're what's it called? Derechotzobekach. And therefore, if you wear something, right, and you carry it by wearing, and it's not normally worn, right? In other words, you're wearing it the way that people wear, but no, people don't wear 10 jackets. Then it's an issue. Right? You're carrying something by wearing it, and it's not the normal way of wearing that thing.
Wear it that way.
What?
Merchants would wear it that way. They're carrying it, but they're not wearing it.
Right, exactly. No, so you're wearing it in a way that's carrying. So that you're chayvan. Right? But over here, it's not the way to carry a nut is by making it into a butt. Right? That's not the normal way of carrying a nut. People carry nuts, they carry it in their hand. But sometimes if you carry a coat, right, that you don't want to hold in your hand, you put it on, even though you don't want to wear it. You have another coat on, right? Like you said, like people who sell things. Ema shaper dummy. So over here, since it's shalok kederech, it may be okay. Take it. That's like a whether what's it called? The shaila remains a shaila. Rashi, derech otzah bekach gomo peksus. People who sell clothing wear it to carry. Motzino, so derech malbush. So it's not shaloka derech, but it's carrying. It's not wearing, but it's carrying in a normal way, because people wear things to carry them. But over here, people don't carry nuts by making them into buttons. That's not the normal way to carry a nut, even where it's not levishah.